The Fifth Saturday in Lent, The Long Suffering of God, by St. John Chrysostom. Dost thou find comfort in the delay of vengeance? Must we not of absolute necessity depart and fall into the hands of the judge? What sort of comfort is it to be every day looking for punishment and vengeance? Nay, if thou wouldest have some comfort from this delay, take it by gathering for thyself the fruit of amendment after repentance. Since if the mere delay of vengeance seem to thee a sort of refreshment, far more is it to gain not to fall into the vengeance. Let us then make full use of this delay, in order to have a full deliverance from the dangers that press upon us. For none of the things enjoined is either burdensome or grievous, but all are so light and easy, that if we only bring a genuine purpose of heart, we may accomplish all, though we be chargeable with countless offenses. For so Manasses hath perpetuated innumerable pollutions, having both stretched out his hands against the saints, and brought abominations into the temple, and filled the city with murderers, and wrought many other things beyond excuse. Yet nevertheless, after so long and so great wickedness, he washed away from himself all these things. How and in what manner? By repentance and consideration. For there is not, yea, there is not any sin that doth not yield and give way to the power of repentance, or rather to the grace of Christ. Since if we would but only change, we have him to assist us. And if thou art desirous to become good, there is none to hinder us, or rather, there is one to hinder us, the devil. Yet hath he no power so long as thou choosest what is best, and so attractest God to thine aid. But if thou art not thyself willing, but started aside, how shall he protect thee? Since not of necessity, but of thine own will, he wills thee to be saved. For if thou thyself, having a servant full of hatred and aversion for thee, and continually going off and fleeing away from thee, wouldst not choose to keep him, and this through needing his services? Much less will God, who doeth all things not for his own profit, but for thy salvation, choose to retain thee by compulsion, as on the other hand, if thou show forth a right intention only. He would not choose ever to give thee up, no, not whatever the devil may do, so that we are to blame for our own destruction, because we do not approach, nor beseech, nor entreat him as we ought. But even if we do draw nigh, it is not as persons who have need to receive, neither is it with the proper faith, nor is making demand, but we do all in a gaping and listless way. And yet God would have us demand things of him, and for this accounts himself greatly bound to thee. For he alone of all debtors, when the demand is made, counts it a favor, and gives what he hath not lent him. And if he should see him pressing earnestly that makes the demand, he pays down even what he hath not received of us. But if sluggishly, he too keeps on making delays, not through unwillingness to give, but because he is pleased to have the demand made upon him by us. For this cause he told thee also the example of the friend who came by night and asked a loaf, and of the judge that feared not God nor regarded men. And he stayed not at similitudes, but signified it also in his very actions, when he dismissed the Phoenician woman, having filled her with his great gift. For through her he signified that he gives to them that ask earnestly, even the things that pertain not to them. For it is not meet, saith he, to take the children's bread and give it unto the dogs. But for all that he gave, because she demanded of him earnestly. But by the Jews he showed that to them that are careless he gives not even their own. They accordingly receive nothing, but loss what their own. And while these, because they asked not, did not receive so much as their very own, she, because she assailed him with earnestness, had power to obtain even what pertained to others, and the dog received what was the children's. So great a good is importunity. For though thou be a dog, yet being importunate, thou shalt be preferred to the child being negligent. For what things affection accomplishes not, these, all of them, importunity did accomplish. Say not, therefore, God is an enemy to me, and wilt not hearken. He doth straightway answer thee, continually troubling him, if not because thou art his friend, yet because of thine importunity. And neither the enmity, nor the unseasonable time, nor anything else, becomes a hindrance. Say not, I am unworthy, and do not pray, for such was the Syrophoenician woman too. Say not, I have sinned much, and am not able to entreat him whom I have angered. For God looks not at the desert, but at the disposition. For if the ruler that feared not God, neither was ashamed of men, was overcome by the widow, much more will he that is good be won over by continual entreaty. So that though thou be no friend, though thou be not demanding thy due, thou hast devoured thy father's substance, and hast been a long time out of sight, though without honor, though last of all, though thou approach him angry, though much displeased, be willing only to pray and to return, and thou shalt receive all, and shalt quickly extinguish the wrath and condemnation. But behold, I pray, saith one, and there is no result. Why, thou prayest not like those, such I mean, as the Syrophoenician woman, the friend that came late at night, and the widow that is continually troubling the judge, and the son that consumed his father's goods. For didst thou so pray, thou wouldest quickly obtain. For thou, despite having been done unto him, yet he is a father, and though he hath been provoked to anger, yet is he fond of his children, and one thing only doth he seek, not to take vengeance for our affronts, but to see thee repenting and entreating him. Would that we were warned in like measure, as those bowels are moved to love for us. But this fire seeks a beginning only, and if thou afford it a little spark, thou kindlest a full flame of benefits. For not because he hath been insulted is he sore vexed, but because it is thou who art insulting him, and so becoming frenzied. For if we being evil, when our children molest us, grieve on their account, much more is God. We cannot so much as suffer insult, sore vexed on account of thee, who hast committed it. If we, who love by nature, much more he, who is kindly affectioned beyond nature. For though, saith he, a woman should forget the fruit of her womb, yet will I not forget thee. Let us therefore draw nigh unto him and say, Truth, Lord, for even the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Let us draw nigh in season, out of season. Or rather, one can never draw nigh out of season, for it is unseasonable not to be continually approaching. For of him who desires to give it is always seasonable to ask. Yea, as breathing is never out of season, so neither is praying unseasonable, but rather not praying. Since as we need his breath, so also do we need the help that comes from him. And if we be willing, we shall easily draw him to us. And the prophet, to manifest this, as to point out the constant readiness of his beneficence, said, We shall find him prepared as the morning. For as often as we draw nigh, we shall see him awaiting our movements. And if we fail to draw from out of his ever-springing goodness, the blame is all ours. This, for example, was his complaint against certain Jews, when he said, My mercy is as morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. And his meaning is like this, I indeed have supplied all my part, but ye, as a hot sun coming over scatters both the cloud and the dew, and makes them vanish, so have ye by your great wickedness restrained the unspeakable benefits. Which also itself again is an instance of providential care, that even when he sees us unworthy to receive good, he withholds his benefits, lest he render us careless. But if we change a little, even but so much as to know that we have sinned, he gushes out beyond the fountains, he is poured forth beyond the ocean, and the more thou receivest, so much more doth he rejoice, and in this way is stirred up again to give us more. For indeed he accounts it as his own wealth, that we should be saved, and that he should give largely to them that ask. And this, it may seem, Paul was declaring when he said that he is rich unto all and over all that call upon him. Because when we pray not, then he is wroth. When we pray not, then doth he turn away from us. For this cause he became poor, that he might make us rich. For this cause he underwent all those sufferings, that he might incite us to ask. Let us not therefore despair, but having so many motives and good hopes, though we sin every day, let us approach him, entreating, beseeching, asking the forgiveness of our sins. For thus we shall be more backward to sin for the time to come. Thus shall we drive away the devil, and shall call forth the loving kindness of God, and attain unto the good things to come, by the grace and love towards man of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and might for ever and ever. Amen.